الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, and last night we went over verse 21, and in that Ya أيها الناس, there is the general command, Ya أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم, worship your Lord, الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون, who created you and so that you may achieve piety, so that you may achieve piety. Now inshallah we continue, we cover that verse and the points of benefits related to it, and tonight inshallah we will focus on verse 22. After mentioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created you and that he deserves to be worshipped alone, Allah detailed some of his lordship, where he said الَّذِي the one who has made the earth a resting place, وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً, and the sky as a canopy, وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, and send down water, rain from the sky, مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, and brought forth therewith fruits as a provision for you. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Don't set up rivals unto Allah in worship while you know, while you know that he alone has the right to be worshipped. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of some of his creation and the variation in his creation. He made the earth a resting place to live and walk on, a full resting place, subservient to man, comfortable. It's not painful if one puts himself on it to sleep or lays on it or the like. And Allah described the earth by many descriptions. He described it as firash, a resting place, and he described it as dhalul, as in Surah Al-Mulk 67 verse 15. قال الله تعالى هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا لتمشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. It is who has made the earth subservient to you, easy for you to walk, to live and to do agriculture, etc. So walk in the path there, and to him will be the resurrection. And he described it as mihad, a bed, a resting place. Then Allah spoke of the other creation of the, and Allah said وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً, and the sky as a canopy. As he mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nabl, وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا, وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا, in Surah An-Naba' verse 12, and Surah An-Naba' is 78:12, and we have built up above you seven strong heavens, yani describing the sky as describing it by being bina'an, and like a structure, a firm structure, and like a roof, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya 21 verse 32, وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا وَهُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. And we have made the roof in heaven safe and well guarded, yet they turn away from its signs. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that and send down water rain from the sky. This does not mean understand the meaning which people understand. However, the sky that is meant here is al-ulu, is what's above, because the rain rains that goes big, this water comes from the clouds, and the clouds and the cloud is between or are between the heavens and the earth, between the sky and the earth. As Allah in chapter 24 verse 43, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُجْزِي سَحَابًا ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثم يجعله ركاما فترى الودق يخرج من سورة النور 24:43. See you not that Allah drives the clouds, then joins them together, then makes them into a heap of layers. فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله, and you see the rain comes forth from between them. You see that? That's the point of evidence. And he sends down from the sky hail like mountains, to the end of the verse. And also we read that in chapter 2:164, والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض يعقلون. Verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the ships which sail through the sea with that which is of use to mankind, and the water rain which Allah sends down from the sky and makes the earth alive therewith after its death, and the moving creatures of all kinds that has scattered therein, and in the veering of winds and clouds which are held, this is the point of evidence, which are held between the sky and the earth, are indeed these forces earth. So from this we know therefore that as-sama covers two meanings. The first meaning is which this roof which is above us. This is the first meaning. The second meaning is al-ulu, highness, being above, what's being above, high, highness. And to know that the meaning of sama covers these two, the roof which is above us, the structure. The second is the highness, al-ulu. Then verse that, فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, sending of this trade is for a purpose, and from the purpose is brought forth therewith fruits as a provision for you.
So that which Allah bestowed upon you, then don't set up rivals unto Allah in worship. Don't set up rivals or co-equals in worship, because there is no Allah to alive, neither in creation, nor in provisions, nor in sending the rain, and the like, from these meanings of lordship. All of these words that you are hearing pertain to lordship, to His lordship, first to creation, kingdom, and running of affairs. So these are from His worship, or what is entailed by His lordship, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trained to His lordship, or what is entailed by His lordship. Because the mushriks, the pagans, attest that the Creator is Allah. Attest that the Creator is Allah. And the one who runs the affairs perfectly is Allah. And they know that there is no true God in all of this except Allah. However, in worship, they deny Him as the true God who is worthy of worship. They commit shirk, set up rivals with Him in worship. And they deny on anyone else who will submit to Allah in worship, until they accuse the Prophet of telling him in 38 verse 5, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. He has made the Aliha, the gods, into one God, one Ilah. Verily this is a curious thing. They couldn't take it. They can accept that He is the Lord, and that's it. The matter of the fact that their attestation that He is the Creator and He is the Provider, singling Him in that, entails that they should not associate anyone with him. And if they don't do so, then they are in a state of dichotomy and contradiction. That's why the scholar said, and this is a very beneficial point, I would like you to write it down in your books or scholars, may Allah's mercy be upon them, said, quote, Tawheedul Uluhiyya متضمن لتوحيد الربوبية, meaning singling Allah alone comprises singling Him alone as the Lord, comprises singling Him alone in lordship. Therefore, this is the first thing. The second is that alone in lordship entails singling Him alone in divinity. Meaning, what does this mean? Meaning, one, that Allah is the only Lord, then it is incumbent upon him to attest that he deserves to be worshipped alone. Because this is entailed, this is necessitated by Allah being the Lordship, then the only Lord, then He deserves to be worshipped alone. And anyone who attests to Allah being, meaning attests to His divinity, then he will not be really attesting to it in reality, in truth, until he is the true Lord. Because lordship is in divinity. Points of benefit. Manifesting the mercy of Allah. and his wisdom in making the earth for us as a resting place. If he would have made it rough and solid, all of it, no one would be able to rest on it. No one would feel comfortable. However, from his mercy, his generosity and kindness, and his benevolence, is that he made it a resting place, the way it is. And secondly, this thing became made as a canopy. And from this, the benefit we can learn from this, and the benefit that we can learn from this, is that we know through that the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His power. Because this sky encompasses the earth from all sides. We know that it is very great and very vast. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that in Surah Al-Dhariyat 51, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. With power did we construct heaven. We have, verily, we are able to extend the vastness of space thereof. And from the points of benefit, making clear the of our power, sending the rain, and the rain is sent down from the clouds between the sky and the earth. Would combine and come together to create one drop of rain, they won't be able to accomplish that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yet brings down from this rain abundant rain, brings it down instantly. And the story of the man who came while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being given, asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, "Ud'u Allah yaghithana," invoke Allah to send rain on us. The Prophet ﷺ raised his hand saying, "Allahumma aghithna," O Allah, send rain on us. He didn't, by the time he stepped down from step, that the rain was dripping from his beard alayhi salatu wassalam. And from the points of benefit is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy of sending the rain. And this is directed as follows. This water which makes the earth live, gives life to the earth, if this flows on the earth, not sent in this way in the form of rain, this is what's meant, if it just flows, this could cause harm to the earth. And if it is a flowing water on earth, then many lofty places on earth would not get any of that water. from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the rain from above, from the clouds above us. And there is one more thing as well. This rain comes drop by. This rain comes drop by drop. And if it were to come down and pour on us, like the water which comes in from out, then that will cause harm to the people. This is from the wisdom and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send it in this highly ordained and wise mercantilism. And from the points of benefit in this verse is confirming the causes. Where is this? This is in his saying, فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. And he produced for you fruit for you. Produced thereof or from the rain. By sending this rain down, that caused the growth of vegetation and fruits, and brought forth therewith fruits. So this is the cause. And from the benefits here is that the causes come up on their own except by the will of Allah. Why? Because he said, look what he said here, just examine the verse. The one who has aired the air as the sky as a canopy and sent down water from the sky and brought, who is brought? Allah brought forth therewith fruits. You see the point? He brought forth therewith fruits. So call it a rain, so that be effective without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 7.7. Anyone who wants to add something to its cause, let him add it to Allah and link to the cause. Let him add it to Allah in a way. Let's give an example. Suppose someone drowns, and someone came and pulled him out and delivered him from drowning. Then this saved person, let him say, Allah saved me through such and such, or by the action of such and such, although it is permissible for him to say that such and such delivered, because actually he did. He could also rephrase it and say, أنقذني سهلا, Allah saved me then such and such. Allah saved me then such and such. But it is not permissible for him to say that Allah saved me and such and such. Because this is associating with Allah something or someone else. So, it's not permissible for him to say, Allah saved me and such. This is something for partners to Allah. And there is evidence for this, in that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he the Jewish boy to Islam, and this Jewish boy was in the course of dying, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam accepted Islam. However, he accepted Islam after he consulted with his father. He looked at his father, and his father told him and commanded him, saying, "Ata' Abul Qasim," obey Abul Qasim, meaning obey the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the father of Qasim, his son, to accept Islam. And he did not accept Islam under this condition. Afterwards, we don't know. And Allah knows. One, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam left saying Alhamdulillah, and this is the point of evidence. He said, Alhamdulillah min an-nar. All praise is to Allah, the one who saved him through me from the fire of hell. All praise is due to Allah, who saved through me from the fire of hell. And therefore, we should, if something occurs due to some cause, that linked in the statement in a way clarifying the cause, because the cause just leads to the seed, and the cause of course would not take place without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another benefit which the Shaykh rahimahullah mentioned in a different publication but related to the same verses, he said, from the rulings of this verse is as being that the causes do have effects, and that no sensible person denies that. The causes which Allah made in these causes is created from. So the one who denies the influence of causes in that which it affects, then he is opposing something obvious to the sensible mind. And the one who takes the causes as being one fluent, then he has affirmed a partner to Allah. He has taken and the one who affirms the causes and their influence, but falling under the will of Allah, then he is on the truth.
and in agreement with reality as well. And this is the correct opinion of the scholar who said that causes have no influence. They say that whatever takes place due to the causes is not by them, but quote unquote, occurring at them, end of quote. They say, to clear this out, they say the fire, if it burns the paper, it's however, the burning took place by the fire at this paper. However, that the burning took place due to the fire. We add to that the Amrillah, by the command of Allah. He is the one who created this power in the fire. And if he will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would deprive, will take it away, will take this power away. The evidence for this is in the command of Allah to the fire when Abraham was thrown into it by his disbelieving people, as in 21:6, يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Allah said, commanding the fire, O fire, be you coolness and safety for Ibrahim. And it was cool and cool, contrary to its nature, which is hot. And safe, opposing its influence. From, if Allah would have said, kuni bardan, be cool, and then he, Ibrahim, would be destroyed by its coolness, manifesting the power of Allah and His favor in producing provisions and fruits from the water. The power is apparent. You see the earth dry and barren, no green on it, and the water comes down, and a short period comes the vegetation of every beautiful pear by the will of Allah. Listen, 22:53. Alam tara anna Allah anzala min as-samaa' ma'an fatusbihu al-ardu mukhdarra. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ. See you not that Allah sends down water, rain from the sky. فَتُصْبِحُ الْأَرْضُ مُخْضَرَّةً. And then the earth becomes green, kind and courteous, well acquainted with all things. As to the favor, is that the grace of Allah giving all these fruits. That's why he said, رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, provisions for you. The ninth point of benefit, gives his favors to mankind, whether they are kafirs or believers. Because Allah said here, lakum, lakum, in the verse, you, lakum, lakum,
And in the beginning of the verse, Allah is addressing mankind in general. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind. The grace of Allah and the favor of Allah on the believer is continuous, linked to the grace and bounty in the hereafter. In contrast, the favor of Allah on the kafir is discontinuous, where it discontinues in this life. And please make note of this benefit. The tenth point of benefit from this verse, the forbiddance to set up rivals with Allah in worship. Because Allah said at the end of the verse, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. So don't set up rivals unto Allah in worship. Rivals of the major shirk or the minor shirk. And are they clear shirk or hidden shirk? All of this is in the explanation of Tawheed, and it is under the chapters of Tawheed. But in summary, if someone takes up rivals with Allah in worship, or with Allah in creation, or in the kingdom, or in the running of the affairs, then this is major shirk. It takes the person out of the fold of Islam. And if it is lesser than that, then it is of the minor shirk. Like a person telling his ما شاء الله وشئت, whatever Allah wills and you will, whatever Allah and you will, look at this, whatever Allah and you will, this is from shirk. Let's find him. He should say whatever Allah then you. Point 11, that whoever is addressing someone, then let him of the religion, let him make his address, in such a way whereby he or she establish evidence on this person being addressed. It is in the saying of Allah in the verse at the end of the statement, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And don't set up rivals with Allah, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, that this is not true, this is false. Let's have the verse so that people look at it, inshallah, within the context of this benefit. Then don't set up rivals unto Allah while you know that none has the right to be worshipped but He. And this is the end of the, this is the point of evidence from this part of the verses, and all can't read but to the beginning of verse, the same 21, the same surah. أَعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ, look at this, worship your Lord, الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, worship your Lord. Now here is the point of them, evicted you and those before you. In this way, in this manner, here it is, all mankind, worship your Lord. Look at the statement then, who created you and those who only serve well that you may become pious. So here in this statement, who created you and those who were you, there is establishment of a proof and evidence. Evidence and proof that Allah alone deserves worship is the sole creator.
And Allah, the Most High, knows best. On this, inshallah, we stop. And tomorrow we'll go over verse 23 and verse 23 read. مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين. And if you are in doubt concerning that which we have revealed unto our slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
of the like thereof of the Quran, and call your witnesses, supporters and helpers besides Allah if you are truthful.
The explanation and the point of benefits on this verse inshallah will be tomorrow. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala muhammad alihi wa alihi wa sallam.